Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It is a horrible Florida-style tragedy, but it's also a cautionary tale about the limits of human habitation on a planet of many species, some of whom rival us on the food chain. Last night, an alligator dragged a two-year-old into the water at a Disney resort close to Orlando. The family was waiting at the edge of the large lagoon around 9:30 p.m. when the alligator leaped from its own habitat and picked off the child, lulled along with its family into believing that the ecosystem is just another Disney ride. Today, Disney closed all its beaches as a fruitless search continued. Last year, Florida drew more than 100 million out-of-state visitors. That was a record. And the Disney attractions in Orlando are one of the main draws, but they're also right in the middle of alligator habitat. Joining us from about 5 hours north of Orlando is Jason Clark, the owner of Southeastern Reptile and Rescue in Orchard Hill, Georgia. Jason, welcome.
Hello, John.
What do you think of this idea that the alligator understands the habitat a little bit better than the visitors to the Disney resort?
I think this is a horrible thing that happened, but it's what I like to call a theme park mentality. And this just happened to be at a theme park, but it's where people go out into certain areas and they believe that, though this is a tourist attraction, so it may look dangerous, but nothing here can really hurt us. And that is obviously the furthest thing from the truth. You know, alligators live in Florida, and I always get surprised at so many people who say to me, oh, well, alligators live in the Everglades. And I think a lot of people, especially tourists, truly don't understand how many alligators live in the Orlando area.
Now, a lot of people think of this as a coexistence, but while the humans may not pay much attention to alligators unless they're, you know, taking pictures for their selfies, the alligator over time understands that the proliferation of humans is potentially a food source for them. Isn't that correct?
From my experience, a truly wild alligator, when it sees a person, it'll go underwater to hide or simply swim away. The problem is, especially where you have a lot of people coming in that are tourists to see alligators, is they may see an alligator and they want to see it do something. They may throw a rock at it or they may throw food at it. And as they feed these alligators, the alligators start to lose their fear, and they're basically teaching alligators that people equal food. That's why it's illegal throughout the alligator's range to feed an alligator.
Does the Disney park have an obligation to either protect the alligators as a species, or do they have an obligation to exterminate all the alligators in that waterway if people are going to wade down there at 9:30 at night?
They have an obligation to protect the alligator because it's a protected species and is doing what it was meant by God to do, which is live and feed at the water's edge. You know, I hate to blame the parents in a situation as horrible as this, but, you know, people, not just these parents, but everybody don't understand that, you know, a 10-foot alligator can be invisible in just 12 inches of water, and they hunt at night and they hunt at the water's edge. And so when you're in alligator habitat at the water's edge at night, and you're not expecting to see an alligator, there's just a little bit of education that needs to be going on there.
You have much greater experience than I do. I mean, it's certainly the case that this has got to be one of the worst possible ways to go.
I can't imagine something more horrific away. I mean, losing a child is one thing, but losing a child right in front of you in such a horrific way, I can't even begin to imagine what the dad is going through. I've got two kids of my own. It's the most horrible thing I personally have ever heard of in dealing with a human and a reptile interaction.
Jason Clark is the owner of Southeastern Reptile and Rescue in Orchard Hill, Georgia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.